Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Amanda McIntosh, suicide prevention specialist. Amanda, always a pleasure to have you in. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks, Aiden. Always a pleasure to be here with you.
So let's start this off by kind of looking back to Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month. That was just a great time here in the Castle Country area, and you guys were so busy. So let's look back on that for a second.
Yeah, we were busy. Almost every week we had something going on. We hosted a couple of QPR, Question Persuade Refers, for the community in Carbon County. And then we had our annual candlelight vigil at the Price Peace Gardens with a really great attendance. And that was just an event to bring on some reverence to the loved ones that we've lost to suicide. And then we finished that up with our annual Hope Walk with the partnership of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Had an amazing turnout for that. I'm so thankful to the community for the support that they always show for that event, the sponsorships and donations that were made, but also the community that showed up and showed out for the loved ones lost to suicide. We had an amazing attendance record this year, and our partners that came out and tabled for the event. Just, you know, what can I say? I love this community and the amazing support that it always shows us survivors, and can't wait to do it again next year.
And the community really showed out, like you said. I mean, looking Absolutely. At the numbers of people there between the candlelight vigil and the Hope Walk and the different QPR trainings, it's really incredible how united this community was during that month.
I think that people are starting to realize that suicide affects everybody in one way or another, and even if you're not directly affected by somebody lost to suicide, you know somebody who knows somebody. And with the prevalence of mental health being a priority in our healthcare, I think that also turns people to look for resources within our community in that just in case situation. And that's where these QPRs come into play.
Let's talk about these QPR trainings, because I know you have a few coming up here in the near future. So let's start with some of the more nitty gritty details. What's the when and the where with these new QPR trainings?
Yeah, so QPR again stands for Question, Persuade, Refer. It is our evidence-based suicide prevention program that we look at the common depressive symptoms or symptoms to look for when somebody is in a mental health crisis or having suicidal ideation, and then we walk them through how to safely question somebody's suicidal intent, persuade them to live and to get help, and then who and when to refer them to resources within our community and beyond. And so our first one is coming up on November 6th, and that will be taking place in Huntington beginning at 6:30 at the Huntington City Hall.
And then let's talk a little bit. Why is QPR important? Because you touched on a little. Question, persuade, refer.
Yeah.
Why is this important for people to know?
Well, Aiden, why do you have medical insurance?
Just in case.
Why do you have auto insurance?
Just in case.
So why are you, or do you have, are you CPR certified?
Yep.
Just in case, right?
Yeah.
The QPR is the same precedence. It's a just in case training, so that if ever you encounter somebody who is in crisis or is not acting like themselves and you're worried about their mental health, you are prepared to step in and help provide bridge services until you can connect them to the professionals in our town.
And then if people go out to attend these trainings, what should they expect?
They should expect an hour and a half long presentation of great information and statistics. And like I said, we look at those warning signs. So we take a look at the behavioral warning signs, the situational warning signs, the communication warning signs, so that you have a full wraparound idea of what somebody in crisis could potentially look like. And so when people come, it's a classroom style. We have conversations back and forth, and people are able to share their own personal experiences. And then at the end, we hold a raffle for everybody in attendance so that they can walk away with not just this great knowledge, but some swag, right? Some pretty cool swag. And so this raffle will be a couple of gun cases, 52-inch hard cases that people can store their firearms in. You know, at the Southeast Utah Health Department, we are not advocates for gun control, but we are advocates for gun safety. So if we can provide those restrictive means to our community members, you know, the more likely it is that somebody can make it through their suicidal crisis.
And then, you know, with something as important as this, you'd think it has to be paid for, right? But that's not the case here.
No, it's 100% free. We do this as a part of our community, you know, community involvement and service to our community. We just want people to know that there is hope. Always there's hope, and that people who receive that intervention in a crisis are so likely to live through that crisis and continue on living a healthy, happy life.
And then let's just go over dates one more time for the listeners. When can they attend these QPR trainings?
Yes. So the first one is happening and it's free. And then we're also holding one in Moab for our Moab community on November 13th. And that will be, take place at the MARC, which is the Moab Arts Recreation Center. Beautiful facility. So if you're traveling and abroad, please feel free to come and join us there as well.
Now, Amanda, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Just remember that there is hope. We love you. We are here for you. We can get you connected to resources, whether they be local, statewide, or even nationally. And this training is free, 100% free. And come and join us on November 6th out at Huntington City Hall. Can't wait to see you all.
Well, Amanda, thank you again so much for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Again, that was Amanda McIntosh, suicide prevention specialist from the Southeast Utah Health Department. And we're talking about some upcoming QPR trainings and the importance of suicide awareness. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.